the stress comes first, which we all have, and everybody gets stressed from time to time. But you'll notice that the symptoms come afterwards. So one of the biggest way to throw up your pooping
love that
is to be stressed.
Yeah. All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of She's Leveling Up. Today, we are doing something completely different that I know you guys are going to be so excited about. We're going to be talking about me, my body, and how I was a little backed up.
Yep.
How I needed to poop more.
Yep.
And how my dear friend, who is also an integrative health practitioner, helped me poop.
Saved the day, really.
You really saved the day. You up-leveled our friendship in a big way. All right, you guys, let me introduce this amazing woman that I'm so grateful for, because in the last few months, I've really, really been diving deep with my own health, and it's just gone to the next level. And it's all because of Miss Sonia Christie, who is an integrative health practitioner specializing in EAV testing with a background in herbalism. Through her training, she learned that the root cause of most illnesses can be addressed through examining diet, exercise, stress reduction, toxin removal, rest, emotional wellness, specific supplementation, and a positive mindset. Sonia's mission is to help you become empowered in your own health journey. She wants you to know how to support your body in ways that ensure you have the most vibrant, energized, and healthy life that you truly deserve.
True.
I love this. You know why? Because nutrition is your, like, the first place that you start.
Diet and exercise. Diet.
And so we're so aligned in that way. And I want to go back to when you and I became friends, and you know, I knew what you did for a living, and I said, Sonia, I am stressed and I am struggling with anxiety, and I've had this at times in my life, but at this point it was here again and I didn't know what to do. And then a few weeks later, Sonia, I'm struggling going to the bathroom and this is not good.
I remember it well. I remember you walking down the hill towards me.
Yep. Yes.
And saying, like, I feel a little down. I'm like, this is not normal. And I'm like, okay, well, why don't you try GABA was what I suggested for you. And you had used it before, I think.
Yes. So I'd used GABA before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So GABA is a precursor to serotonin in your brain. So it's a neurotransmitter. And it's just like, can kind of help calm your nervous system. This was before I had, like, examined you and kind of knew anything that was going on and stuff like that. But just, like, a quick, easy, like, give this a try and see if this helps, like, naturally, you know, because I know you're into your body and you already know what's going on.
Yeah.
So that was a quick thing. And
I'd forgotten about GABA and it was within, I want to say it was instant, like 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah.
I instantly felt calmer.
Because we'd, that's right. No, we'd actually kind of already gone over your supplements at that point.
Yes,
I
did.
So I sort of already knew what you had and maybe what you could have added to it. So that's why. That's right. Because there's other things I probably would have added if I didn't know you before GABA.
Yes.
But you were already doing them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that was instant. And I was so grateful for that. But I was still struggling with going to the bathroom.
Right. I don't know if you were at first, but this is what we were talking about before. I'll speak to you guys. Before we started rolling, was that the stress comes first, which we all have, and everybody gets stressed from time to time. But you'll notice that the symptoms come afterwards. So one of the biggest way to throw up your pooping
love that
is to be stressed.
Yeah.
Really. And to throw up your whole digestive system. And I don't know where you want me to go with this. So I'm like waiting until I go.
Oh, yeah. Farther. No, go for it. Go, like, nothing's off the table. But I mean, I just want to touch on that. I had no idea that my gut health was related to my stress.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's right. I was also watching your Instagrams, as I do, because, you know, I love you.
Yeah.
And during that time, I knew you were stressed, but I also saw you eating a lot of raw food. It was summertime. Mm. So you're eating a ton of raw food, like salads and
Yes.
Everything raw, and which is great.
Yeah.
Your body's able to handle it. It's perfect. It's like you were doing everything great. But
exactly.
I'm like, I know you're stressed out. And when you're stressed out, your stomach acid is going to be lower and you're not going to be able to process those foods as well. So they're going to sit in your stomach. They're going to start fermenting. You're going to start getting bloated.
I was bloated, constipated, and miserable. And
were you miserable first or all?
Yeah, I don't know. But the fact that, I mean, the stomach acid piece, I didn't actually connect the dots at all. Okay, so walk me through that again. So when you're stressed, you have low stomach acid.
Okay, so almost everybody thinks they have high stomach acid because when you're getting like acid reflux or heartburn, you're like, oh, I must have my stomach acid because I'm feeling it up here, right? Or if you're this is what people think. And so you take Tums or go to the doctor and they give you a proton pump inhibitor or something like that. But the fact of the matter is, most people do not have high stomach acid. It's low stomach acid. And so there's not enough acid in your stomach to properly digest your food. That's actually sitting in there fermenting. And what you're getting is the fermentation from the food that isn't being digested properly, bubbling back up. So,
yeah.
There's several reasons that happened. The first one is stress, for sure. Also, being older.
Getting older, that kind of sucks.
But it does harm.
Yeah.
Sorry. And then infection, like H. pylori can get in there and bacteria can get in there. But I mean, I would always just start with stress because it's like the most common
thing,
right? Like if you notice that you're stressed and this is happening, there's probably a pretty good connection. So something that you can do to increase your stomach acid naturally would be in the morning when you have your glass of water, which you should every morning. Yeah. I mean, ideally warm because your stomach likes warm. It doesn't like cold. Just think of what your body does when it touches something cold. It clenches up, right? As opposed to being warm, it relaxes it. So I would have a warm cup of water with maybe lemon or apple cider vinegar and a pinch of Celtic sea salt or really good sea salt, not that crap that you would get, like,
right,
not table salt, you know, like good sea salt. And that's going to have the sodium chloride start to make more stomach acid.
It's amazing. And you know what? This is actually like in our elixir. It's our community elixir that we drink, has the apple cider vinegar and the lemon. Right. And this is what we do every morning with warm water as well. So I love this tip.
A little bit of salt. A little bit of salt.
Yeah. Okay. And what about pink Himalayan salt? Same thing? Or should be Celtic?
That should be fine too.
Okay. Just but good Celtic. Salt. Good like, salt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not dollar store.
No, because that has chemicals and stuff, and it's actually going to disrupt the chemicals. Heavy metals will actually also disrupt the biome in your stomach. So good salt.
Good salt.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know there were different levels of salt. You are enlightening
me. Yes. Real, true salt.
Okay. And so this will give you more of that stomach acid that you want. And this is what we did. And you also got me to have apple cider vinegar throughout the day.
Oh, yeah. Before a meal. Too.
Before every meal.
Stimulate your stomach acid.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which was great. You know, at that point, I had stopped doing that. So I started doing that again, which was really helpful.
Was this the second time around, you mean?
Yes.
It happened again.
I've had a stressful year.
But they're both, And they're both been around the time. So you had, like, you missed.
Yes.
And the... Like, I don't care who you are. That's stressful. It just is.
Yeah.
And then sure enough, a month later, 3 weeks later, I can't poo. Which leads me to the other thing that I got you to do the apple cider vinegar and digestive enzymes this time too, just to like double up. Mm-hmm. But for the immediate relief that you're looking for.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
Okay. This really worked.
Yeah. So magnesium. First of all, magnesium, if you're bunged up, is just great in general because it's going to relax everything. It's going to just, your body just works better when it's relaxed. Mm-hmm. And magnesium is like probably my favorite mineral. I would say it's probably the one thing I just make.
And also for women, perimenopause, menopause years, this is really helpful and it's going to help you with your sleep, right?
Hormones.
Yeah.
Hormone.
Calming. Yes. And so instead of taking my usual one, you got me to take three.
Or did you take four? I can't remember. I'm like, take three. I'm like, I don't know, four, whatever, see what happens.
You can't really overdose on this, right?
No.
The next morning.
What you will do.
Yeah. The next morning, I was like, hallelujah. Oh my gosh, Sonia, you're a genius. So this is for any of you who are struggling right now.
Yes.
This is an easy solution.
Well, for you. It's actually going to also help the situation. Not only like help the situation, but like help the situation long term.
Yes.
If you stay on it. And also alkalizing, I didn't do this for you because it worked, but alkalizing vitamin C will do the same situation. Because
right.
you can overdose on these things, but when you've had too much, your body will just poop it out.
Yeah.
And so that's how you know you're at the edge of like, okay, I don't need it anymore. Like,
right.
my body's getting rid of it now.
How much vitamin C should we be taking every day regularly?
I would say between 1,000 and 2,000.
Okay.
Milligrams.
And so we can up it though.
Yeah. Or if you're sick, 10,000. Yeah. Like,
and it will just pee it out.
Yeah.
You can't overdose
on
it.
Poop it out. Your poop will get soft.
Oh,
yeah. So you'll know it's actually a good way to kind of figure out how much you need.
Okay. Today's show is brought to you by Simone Lovell's Total Body Transformation. TBT is a step-by-step program to help you achieve the body and life you deserve. Our clients see huge improvements in mood, energy, hormones, cholesterol, blood sugar, libido, and more, all through a simple yet effective nutrition and exercise program. We don't do calorie restricting or liquid fast. We give you the tools you need to build a foundation of proper nutrition, healthy habits, and a positive mindset to get you healthy for life. For more information, check out SimoneLevel.com.
The other thing, too, the fun thing that, how much time do we have? Okay, I'm going to say this quickly because we're going to run out of time soon, is a good way to quickly test your stomach acid to know kind of where you're at and if you need to get more is a baking soda test. So you wake up in the morning, take a quarter teaspoon of baking soda and about 4 ounces of water. I think it has to be like not warm water, like regular water. Chug that back and then set the timer. If you burp within 2 to 3 minutes, because it's like the volcano that the science experiment, right? It's baking soda and vinegar, kind of, right? So if you have an explosion and you burp within 2 to 3 minutes, you've got a good amount. If it's past three, if it's 5 minutes, just shut off your timer and work on your stomach acid. If it's before that, you have maybe too much stomach acid, which I would be so shocked I'd like to hear if anybody actually does that.
Okay, so how much baking soda did we do?
I think a quarter teaspoon.
A quarter teaspoon. And in some water.
Yep.
Drink it back.
Yeah, see what happens.
Wait 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You burp, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Don't burp, we're not good.
We're not good.
Okay, I love this test. I think we should all do this test right now.
This is very loosey-goosey, but do it over like maybe 3 or 4 days and sort of then you'll kind of see where you're at.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
I know.
That's a fun one. Okay, so just to wrap up, we covered... if you're struggling at all going to the bathroom, look at your stress levels.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to come back. By the way,
it's going to be every topic is going to be about stress.
Yeah. We're going to come back 100%. And we got a list of topics that I'm going to be asking Sonia about. And if you have questions for Sonia, please message us and we will get to them. But stress is going to be, that's a 10 part series.
There's nothing it doesn't affect, but brain gut is the strongest.
Brain gut. So walk away with knowing that if you're stressed, it's going to likely affect your gut.
Yes.
So we're going to do the lemon.
Sorry. Even when you know, I swear to God, I'll stop talking after this. Even when you have that immediate excitement or stress about something, you have to go to the bathroom right away.
Yeah.
That's fight or flight. That's your body being like, get everything out of me because we need to run. So it's all connect. All your emotions are connected to your poops and your gut. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. Go. Well, that's... I could talk about poop all day long too. Stress and poop. This is, I don't know why.
It's pretty relevant.
It's fun. Okay. So if you are stressed, we could look at the supplementation of GABA. But again, this will be a whole nother episode or 10-part episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in detail coming up. So stay tuned. And then we've got the do that test. So a quarter teaspoon of baking soda, water, you burp in 2 minutes.
4 ounces of water. So just under a cup.
Just under a cup. If you burp within 2 minutes, do this over a few days. If you burp within 2 minutes, you're good. If not, we need to address things. You should be doing, I think, lemon water and apple cider vinegar every morning. Anyways, it will never hurt. It's great.
But it's good. The salt.
And the salt. The Celtic salt.
Yeah.
Get good salt and then apple cider vinegar throughout the day. And this is, and the magnesium at night. Vitamin C. You guys, this to me was just so awesome because It really, I mean, if you're not pooping, your health is affected.
If you're not pooping, it's going to come out somewhere
else. Yeah.
And you don't want that.
It's not good. So, I mean, this is something to, like, we don't talk about these things, which we really should.
100%.
100%. Okay. So, you guys, a massive announcement that I'm so excited to make. This is history in the making. I manifested you, by the way. I manifested.
Maybe I manifested you.
Oh, manifest to each other. It's not that kind of podcast song yet. So I manifested you. I wanted to work with a health practitioner who's on another level, you know, and really can dive deep with this stuff and the science and the research and like really up level our health in a big way beyond, you know, beyond like food. Yes. But beyond all of that, too. And so I'm so excited to have more conversations with you. I am beyond thrilled to let you guys know that Sonia Christie is joining our team. She is going to be, are you guys, like, on the podcast regularly. Okay, it's going to be Sonia's Corner. We're going to ask Sonia anything. Corner. I like that.
Yes.
Ask Sonia anything. She's also going to be in our VIP live trainings. You guys, it's going to be such a treat. I'm so grateful that you're here.
I can't wait to help. I'm so excited. I can't wait.
We're going to help so many people. The way that you've helped me up-level my health is I'm just beyond grateful. And now we can bring this to everyone else. Starting with poop.
Starting with poop. Everything starts with poop. It's not hard.
Oh,
my God. Shouldn't be hard, actually.
No, yeah. So much to say there. All right, you guys. We will be back soon. Thank you so much for tuning in. And stay tuned for more with Sonia.
See you soon.
Want more? Be sure to connect with me on Instagram at Simone N. Lovell, where I share daily lifestyle tips, recipes, workouts, and stuff that is going to make life a little more awesome.